Welcome to another Apple Watch feature demonstration. And in this demonstration, I want to show you how you can control the Blind Square GPS app running on your iPhone from the Now Plain Glance on your Apple Watch. So of course, for this demonstration, I've already previously installed the Blind Square GPS app on my iPhone. So first of all, I'm going to launch Blind Square GPS with Siri. And of course, I'm going to hold down the home button, wait for the beep, and just say open Blind Square. Open Blind Square.
Blind Square, search, button. Double tap to perform a search.
So I've opened Blind Square, so I'm pop my iPhone down, and I'm gonna wake up my Apple Watch by pressing the digital crown once.
10:05 a.m.
Okay, and I'm gonna do a two finger flick up the screen, of course using VoiceOver to bring up my glances.
Now playing. 0 seconds.
And all I need to do to start the Blind Square automated menus is just flick to the right.
Previous track, pause.
Button. And double tap on the pause button.
Swipe up or down to select a custom action. Location. Play.
Sleep mode.
Okay, location, sleep mode.
Around.
Look around.
Around me.
Around me.
GPS info.
GPS info, double tap.
Accuracy,
play.
5 meters. 0 kilometers per hour.
Pause.
Heading.
Button.
Compass, north.
Okay, of course 0 kilometers an hour because I'm actually not moving anywhere at the moment. So literally I can actually use that play pause button to start the automated menus running and select which one I want to use. So again, my watch has just gone to sleep. So let me press digital crown again once.
0 seconds.
And I'm still back to the glance. So if I touch the middle of the screen.
Pause. Button.
And double tap again.
Location.
Double tap on location.
Location. Address is 22 New Avenue, Narara, heading northwest.
Okay, and let's say I wanted to get the weather today. Double tap on that pause button again.
Location.
Play.
Sleep mode.
Pause.
Look around.
Button.
Around me. GPS info. Time. Add place. Weather.
Play.
Temperature 15 degrees.
Pause.
Mostly cloudy throughout the day.
And interestingly enough, if I flick back to the left,
previous track, button.
And I double tap on the previous track button,
swipe
it just gives
down
me
to select a custom action, then double tap to activate.
It just gives me my current location. So if I double tap,
previous track,
address is 22 New Avenue, Narara, heading northwest.
Which is interesting because if I flick to the right,
pause. Next track,
and try the next track button.
Next track.
It doesn't actually do anything. So at the moment, I can use that previous button to get my current location, or I can use the play pause button to cycle through the automated menus in Blind Square. And of course, double tap it to use the item I want. And of course, I can also adjust the volume by using the glance as well. So let me flick to the volume control.
Previous track, pause. Next track, volume, 69%.
Okay,
adjustable.
So 69%, I'm gonna turn up.
79, 89%. 99%, 100%.
Okay, 100%. So now if I flick back to the left,
pause.
And I double tap on pause, you'll actually hear that Blind Square is increased in volume.
Location.
Pause.
Your location. Address is 22 New Avenue, Narara, heading northwest.
Let me flick to the right to the volume control.
Volume. 100%.
And flick down.
90%, 80%, 70%, 60%.
Okay, I'll leave it at 60% this time, slightly lower than it was originally.
Next, pause.
Double tap.
Button.
Location. Sleep mode.
Okay, and double tap on sleep mode.
Sleep mode on.
And I put Blind Square to sleep for the moment. So let me just put my watch to sleep. I'm going to put my hand over it. So that's how easy it is to use the Blind Square GPS app with the Now Plain Glance. I should probably note that if you try and do this via the music app, it'll literally just start playing music on your iPhone. It won't control the Now Plain function on your iPhone. Now, I've noticed sometimes that when I've been using the glance and I've locked the watch, pressing the digital crown takes me back to the Now Plain glance. If it doesn't do that, however, just remember that you need to return to the clock face screen and then do a two-finger flick up to get back to your last used glance, which would normally be the Now Plain glance if you've been using that before. Or you can just do a two-finger flick left and right to get to the appropriate Now Plain glance. And of course, use the play pause button to start stop the automated menus and select an item, or use the previous button to get your current location, and of course you can adjust the volume of Blind Square running on your iPhone as well. So that completes this quick tip demonstration. I hope you've enjoyed listening to it, and as always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.